Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Welcome to it, Wednesday edition. 18th of January already. Scotty has got a little bug going under the weather again today. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, here for you. 855-200-1776 is the number to call. 855-200-1776. Push extension 2 makes it easy. Or you can shoot a text, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Or if you want to email, studio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com. We've got Daniel able to take our calls today. I would normally do that on our local line, but it's Chris and I today. We're hanging out. We're going to talk South Dakota legislative agenda coming up on the show. We touched earlier in our local program about the Minnesota-North Dakota plans. We'll check in the South Dakota side of that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour with SD GOP Chairman John Wick. Not that John Wick. That's a movie character. And then about an hour after that, the North Dakota legislature realized the need for counselors in the rural part of the state by mandating that each public K-12 school have one for every 300 students. So there's a lot to unpack with this, but we're going to be talking to... Dr. Is it Kamalita Lamb? You got that right. Associate Dean of the Lefrig Family School of Education Behavioral Sciences at the U of Mary. Just talking about, mental health and behavioral and issues that we're facing with our kids, especially in the rural environment when they're, out of town, so to speak. Coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com, great organization fighting for causes in our neighborhood that you believe in, freedommattersusa.com. So besides the guests, this is what's on your mind. Chris Larson and I are here. We're here to find out what's on your mind. Love the texts. Prefer you could call. Love to have conversations. To talk about whatever's happening. I mean, we can unpack a little bit of this debt ceiling conversation. The U.S. mayors are having a gathering, the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington. I've got some audio from Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, this clown talking to the mayors, about climate change. And wait till you hear what he has to say about fentanyl. And, all the efforts that are being made, both with us here and the international community, curb the chemicals that make it, is that put a. How about you build a wall? How about you build a big wall at the border where it's coming over, up the ante there with the patrols, to hire, get enough agents. Maybe we fortify our ports of entry where they say it's all coming through as well. Get some more people down there. That'd be maybe a place. But wait till you hear this. We can unpack a little bit on the. So mentioned the debt ceiling. Oh, and I've got a Biden speaking yesterday again. He was in, where was he, in California or somewhere. Brings up this assault weapons thing again. He keeps bringing it up. I love it when my Republican friends say the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, and I've got it passed before. I'm going to pass it again. Assault weapons ban. Let me get it done. Look it up. It literally pains me to listen to these people. And then I'm watching the 5. Actually, I was listening to the replay of the 5 on the stream. They do an encore thing early in the morning when I'm getting ready. And of all people, and I don't put much past him, Geraldo Rivera, Chris. Geraldo Rivera went off on Biden saying he's going to ban the assault weapons. He did it before. I'm going to do it again. And Geraldo chimes in with, there is no excuse, no reason that anybody needs a weapon of war like that. It's just macho is all it is. It's just you're just macho. It's for your macho-ness. I tried to find the clip of this ridiculousness from the 5 yesterday on Fox of Geraldo. And then Brian Kilmeade looks at him and says, well, do you know what AR means? He wasn't sure what AR meant. He thought, in one of his minds, he thought it meant assault rifle. And then at the end of the show, he corrected himself for not knowing the answer. Said he knew the answer was Armalite. It's not assault rifle. So, I mean, what is on your mind? Where do you want to take the show today? 855-200-1776, push extension 2, and we'll get after it. Text already coming in, 701-237-1590. Let's see. But, Kevin, they always use the excuse this money has already been promised, so we have to raise the debt ceiling to cover it. It's true. Let's not forget. Only Congress, past and present, got us into the mess in the first place. The American people did not do it. I love what's going on in the House of Representatives right now. I love that crew of 20, whatever it was, stopped everything until they got what they got. And one of the things I really love of what's going on is the talk about a budget. The talk about, and when we put a bill together, when we put a funding package, we're not going to fund 11 different appropriations bill in some trillion-dollar monstrosity. Each one of these funding requests or, appropriations is going to have to be adjudicated and sold on its own merit. Brilliant! Yes! How hard is that? You have a budget, Chris? You live on a budget?
I sure do.
Why do you have a budget? Who needs a budget? Let's go spend. You got a credit card, don't you? You need to get one of them credit cards. See, you get one of them credit cards, and then you spend all this money you don't have, and then when you can't pay it, you call the credit card company, and then you say, hey, I need to increase my credit limit. And then usually they tell you, they laugh, and they hang up. But
I did that once.
For some reason, these people keep coming to us or keep thinking somehow that we think it's okay that they keep raising the debt limit.
It's insane. It's mind-boggling is what it is.
Who does that? Let's see here. Kevin, I feel the same way you do about the government in Minnesota and how our governor, Kim Jong-un Walls, and his faithful liberal followers in the legislature plan to spend away our tax dollars on programs that fit their agenda. More is going to be spent on children's education, we know what that means. More woke indoctrination instruction. Was hoping we could have received some rebate from the surplus as we are really hurting because of the inflation and everything. We purchased gas. It's going to start going up again. One word, frustration, exclamation point. It's honest. It's like being held hostage in Minnesota. And you know they're going to spend money on light rail for the metro. They're going to spend money on, all the inclusive, equitable, diversity, and we just have to sit by and watch it. $17 billion of our money was the best guess I heard. Let's see here. Your current guest appears to have what else can government do as the standard response to whatever the problem is stated. My question would be, how can we address this issue without getting government involved? That was our local edition earlier guest from the chamber talking about. I want to go to that a little bit. And Adam texted that in. Adam, 1,000%. What can we address where we can get the government out of business, out of the way of the market? And I don't care what the market is, from farmers markets to the car market, to the energy markets, to renewables. You want to sell solar panels, people want to. Can we just get the government and the money it spends and the subsidies it spends on these out of the way? Imagine that. Imagine if you just let the market, supply and demand, decide what succeeds and what doesn't. This government picking of winners and losers is insane. And they never pick winners because, they just don't. Let the market decide. electric vehicles, for example. See, Chris, you see the headline out of Wyoming? Wyoming's shooting back at California.
Yeah, I did this morning.
That's beautiful. So they're going to ban all electric cars in Wyoming. Because Wyoming, again, big energy state, they're saying no electric cars here after 2030. But I didn't like that either. I know it's a shot at California. It's kind of a, you know, it's a way to, you know, parody the thing a little bit. And it's more sarcastic than anything else, so you're not going to do that. But how about on both sides, the government stops paying for charging station and subsidizing solar and subsidizing wind and all of it. Just let, as long as, you know, and check the EPA, too. But as long as we're not, you know, breaking any major rules, et cetera, et cetera, can't the market just decide if we want an electric car or not? If we want to, you know, solar panels, if we want whatever, I mean, the market should decide. Weigh in, 855-200-1776, extension 2. It's What's On Your Mind. Be right back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much, and my scars remind me that the past is real.
Ooh, there you go.
Meatloaf in Yulin, that sounds amazing. The beautiful Harwood location is Cheeseburger Hot Dish. Swedish meatballs on 12th Avenue in Fargo, or lasagna or Swedish meatballs, your choice at Valley City. Of course, PetroServe USA, that 4-for-4 deal, monthly specials as well. PetroServe USA.
A couple of texts in 701-237-1590. Love it when you call, though. Anything what's on your mind, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Someone, let's see. Please don't ever tell the Democrats what comes after a trillion. That's fabulous.
Yeah, that's true.
Another text. Hey, guys, the debt ceiling argument is a bunch of hooey. Anyone who says we will default on our debt, association security, and the military won't be paid is flat out lying. They think that Social Security won't be paid. The military won't be paid if we shut the government down is what he's saying. Never read the Constitution. The Constitution guarantees those debts will be paid. When the government shuts down, about 83% of federal workers do report to work. My thing is, shut it down. You're broke. Sorry, we can't go out of business, but we got to restructure. We got to shut down. We got to trim the fat. Shut it down. I absolutely agree that what'll happen? I mean, we don't have a couple of parks, the Gates man for a while, or you know, some funding for some research on some mole or worm or whatever in some part of Canada won't get its funding for a while. Yeah. Shut it down. We have no money. We can't afford to keep it going like this, period. Hal shoots an email in. Hey, guys. Hey, Geraldo. Only reason to grow a mustache is to be macho. Hey, Geraldo. The only reason to change your name from Jerry to Geraldo is to be macho. Hal, thanks, man. If you didn't see it, I'm trying to dig up the clip, but what a moronic, uninformed, ignorant statement that Joe Biden continues to make, and Geraldo and people like him continue to echo about the term and the word assault weapon. We're going to ban, first of all, people at the Mall of America and Chicago and Baltimore and Philadelphia and everywhere else the crime is running rampant, okay, are not in any number shooting each other with AR platform rifles. Okay? That's not the weapon of choice for gangbangers and drive-bys and the rest of it. It's handguns. Okay, they use pistols. You don't walk into the Mall of America with an AR-15, Geraldo. Okay? And Geraldo said he let the word machine, like machine guns, spurt out of his mouth. Like an automatic weapon. Oh, so, you know, weapon of war. First of all, if anyone can explain to me what an assault weapon is, and that why is that specific looking rifle termed that, I got a cup of coffee and a piece of pie for you. I'm going to buy breakfast even. You see, the word assault is a verb. In other words, an action. In other words, if I come up on you from behind, I sucker punch you, you fall, I beat you on the ground until you're unconscious, I have assaulted you. That is an assault. It's an action. Something I do. It's not a noun. Okay, now an assault weapon is a complete contradiction. It's got to be the other way around. Weapon used for assault. Okay? See where I'm going? It doesn't work the other way. It doesn't work together. So a weapon used in assault can be anything. Holding up my fist. Hold up a baseball bat. Hold up a steak knife. Hold up any sort of firearm. All of which can be used. Hold up a shovel. Get in a van and assault a parade. That's a weapon. That's a vehicle used in an assault. So the assault weapon. And by the way, listening to Biden muddle through this, love all my Republican friends say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. That's true, sir. The Tree of Liberty is watered by the blood of patriots who gave the ultimate sacrifice to defend the freedoms that you so seem to want to trounce all over. You know, it's just, it's nonsense. And it's not a real problem. Again, yeah, there are lunatics that commit assault with a semi-automatic style of rifle, be it whatever, that are out there. And sorry, you're not going to stop those people. You know, I banned it before, I'm going to ban it again. Okay. Well, some lunatic who could probably legally buy it anyway, let's say he wants to go out and buy a semi-automatic 30-06, which, my friend, is exactly the same gun. A semi-automatic 308 deer rifle, exactly the same round that comes out of an AR platform. Same result. Gonna ban those two? No. And then you gotta love the nonsense about, deer doesn't need a Kevlar vest. Deers don't need to wear a Kevlar vest. Nobody needs 30 rounds. I'm a terrible shot, sir. I'd like to have 60 rounds, quite honestly. But there you go. What's on your mind? 855-200-1776, extension number 2. It just continues to boggle my mind. The other thing is this, it's hard to take our eyes off the border, guys. I don't know when you're looking at all the document nonsense and the debt ceiling talk and the ban of assault weapons. Meanwhile, at the southern border, nothing's changed. He went down there, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago, Biden? Didn't he go down there and spend like 4 hours and took a little tour and saw some people, and then he went to Mexico City? And is it amazing to you as much as it is to me, Chris, how much literally as soon as the documents were found at UPenn, the border talk went away?
Yes, very much so.
It's gone. Not dealing with it, not talking about it. Meanwhile, last month, encounters topped 250,000 people. 250,000 people in a month. They estimate the number of gotaways at about 70,000 people that we don't know where they are. But Anthony Blinken, he's at the mayor's conference talking about it.
We're committed to working with you to create and execute solutions that can actually make a difference in your communities.
We're working
with international partners and with the private sector to try to disrupt the synthetic drug supply chain and prevent the diversion of chemicals from legitimate purposes to the production of synthetic drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamines.
Trying to interrupt the flow of a... How about you build a wall? That'd probably help.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down it's been hot spring spas. Mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
USA News Update. The United States in recent months transferred hundreds of thousands of artillery shells from its ammunition stockpiles in Israel to Ukraine. The ammunition is part of the U.S. weapons stockpile in warehouses on Israeli soil as part of an agreement between our two nations. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
You had better pick your successor, and you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life. Otherwise, you could find yourself retiring in a much more meaningful way.
NFL playoffs continue this weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition. The 18th of January already, brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday Wheels is on. Every Wednesday, give you a kind of a featured vehicle that they've got that they drop the price if you tell them you heard about it. Usually save a grand on the price if you tell them you heard about it here on What's on Your Mind. Today's feature is a pickup. Gorgeous. 2016 Ford F-150. It's the XLT extended cab. Local trade-in. They specialize in the local trade-in. It's got the 2.7. It's got the V6 EcoBoost, just 59,000 and change in the miles. Got the gray exterior, black cloth interior, heated seats, heated second row seats, rear step bumper, remote keyless entry. Nice set of features on this 16. Was 26, knocking it down to 25,000. Save over $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here at PucklichValleyCity.com. P-U-K-L-I-C-H. PucklichValleyCity.com. They say, you drive? We'll ride with you. Great people there at Pucklich. Again, 2016 Ford F-150 XLT extended cab pickup. Local trade. Was 26, now 25 if you tell them you heard about it here on What's on Your Mind.
9:33 here on What's on Your Mind, coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios. I'm Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, in for Scotty this morning. Scotty not feeling well. Hope he is back here soon. But we're joined. We talk North Dakota, Minnesota legislative session in the early edition of the show. Now we're going to talk to our friends to the south, and we're joined by South Dakota Republican Party Chairman John Wick. John, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, and I understand that you are now the GOP chairman, or the Republican Party chairman down in South Dakota, taking over for a good friend of the program, Dan Lederman. Dan, of course, serving as the Republican Party chairman. But talk a little bit about you, John, and your background and what you bring to the Republican Party in South Dakota.
Well, thanks, sir. Yeah, Dan's a good friend of mine, too. I served with him in various roles of the party for the 6 years he was chair down here. We had our elections on Saturday. And a little bit about me, I'm a sitting state senator right now. I served northeast South Dakota, all the way from Roberts County, Coddington County. I know the county names down here don't mean that much to you. I've got six counties in northeastern South Dakota, right up against the Minnesota border and not quite to the North Dakota border. I've been in the party since 1997, started as a precinct committee man when I lived in Watertown when I was a radio DJ. I since got that out of my system, and I moved back home to our family's truck and auto repair and towing business here in Big Stone City, South Dakota, where I am sitting right now, and be heading back to Pier again this afternoon. But, yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I've been county chair here in the Grant County Party for 6 years also, so I've had a chance to be involved in a lot of state party activities.
Now, I know that yesterday was only day five of the 38-day 98th legislative session, but for the Republican Party down in South Dakota, what are some of the big priorities heading into this session that you guys are going to be watching? What are some of the things that you're working on yourself heading into the stretch of the session?
Well, I serve on the Appropriations Committee in the Senate, so obviously the first priority we have is to make sure we balance the budget, which we've done for 135 years or so, and for the entire history of statehood. It's in our Constitution, and we take it very seriously. But, you know, Governor Noem, the nation's best governor, is worked very hard on her reelection. And she received more votes than any governor in South Dakota history. And one of the planks that she ran on, one of the cornerstones of her campaign, was the grocery tax cut. And that's a bill I'm carrying this year. You know, when you're talking about ways to get more money into your state coffers, you can either raise your tax rate or you can get the government out of the way and create more economic prosperity and just invite more people to live in your state and share the tax burden with a lot more people. Our governor has done an incredible job doing that. And we have the opportunity now to, without raising any more taxes, we can fund everything we're doing and start looking at some pretty significant tax breaks for people. And right now it's looking like about $102.6 million back to the pockets of South Dakotans where it belongs if we can remove the sales tax from grocery items. So that's a bill I'm working on this year, along with Mary Fitzgerald in the House of Representatives. She's going to be the prime sponsor over there. That bill's going to start in the House. And that's a huge legislative priority for me this year. Some of the other things the other legislators are working on, we heard there was an issue with a bunch of land by one of your Air Force bases up there being sold to the Chinese government, and we wanted to make sure that our laws were tight enough that that can't happen, because we are the home of Ellsworth Air Force Base down here, soon to be home of the B-21 Raider. And we want to make sure that none of our enemies are able to have land within that flight path or anywhere close to that airbase. So we're working on tightening up foreign registration and foreign ownership of land. And one other thing the governor is very keen on is workforce and trying to find creative ways that the state can help people bring more workforce into South Dakota. And one of those is paid family leave. It's what you hear when people are looking to relocate. You know, I just need some help with paid family leave. Well, the state is working on a plan to help private business generate some opportunities for paid family leave for their employees. So we've got a pretty aggressive agenda down here this year, and those are some of the big things we're working on.
And I know one of the things that I looked at in looking at Governor Noem's State of the State address is she definitely wants to, and something that needs to happen in South Dakota, preserve the agriculture industry, because it's now a $32 billion industry and responsible for one in five jobs in the state. What can the legislature do to preserve agriculture in South Dakota?
Well, obviously, the ownership of land is a huge deal. Like she also said in her speech, they're not making any more of that. So we have to control what we have down here. And, you know, we're looking at just ways to make sure that we're not in the way of allowing ethanol plants to expand, allowing value-added agriculture. I mean, I live in my district is Millbank, South Dakota. We have Valley Queen Cheese. They're going to double in size again this year, so we're going to need more dairies. We're going to need more cows. We're going to need more help in taking care of those animals and getting that milk to market. So just getting out of the way and letting people make money in agriculture, I think, is the best thing we can do as a state. But obviously to be there to support our agriculture producers and, you know, do everything we can to make sure that they have the opportunities to succeed in South Dakota.
John Wick joins us here on What's On Your Mind. He's the South Dakota Republican Party chairman. We're talking about the legislative session in South Dakota. One thing that North Dakota and Minnesota is tackling, and I'm sure that's it's being tackled in South Dakota, is families, you know, the daycare situation. That's really been an issue up in North Dakota is child care. Is that an issue in South Dakota as well?
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to sit down with leadership just the other night, and anybody around Sioux Falls or the major cities, that's the number one complaint they're having is finding affordable child care. And we creatively used some of our COVID dollars to help with some modifications to daycares last year, and we were able to get some of those COVID grants out there to help them. And now we're working again to see if there's anything else we can do to, you know, get the government out of the way and allow people to take care of kids so that we can get people working.
Because, of course, workforce and kids, they all go hand in hand. Another thing that has been a hot-button topic, and it's always a hot-button topic here in North Dakota and Minnesota, is education. And that goes back to our kids. With regards to education, are there any big education bills that are going through the legislature or that you have heard of, and where does the Republican Party stand with any of those bills?
Well, I haven't heard anything earth-shattering for education, but speaking of education, I was on our Social Studies Standards Commission that the governor put together this last summer, where we sat down and made sure we created a really good background of solid education for social studies in South Dakota. That is going through the works. Our Board of Education made a couple of changes, and I was just honestly last night sitting down going through some of their suggestions for the standards we put together, and I have to you know, let them know that I agree or disagree with what they're doing. But I think just teaching people to that, you know, America is not a bad place, and that America is not the devil in the world, and that we have a lot to be proud of, and we have a broad history where we can learn from our mistakes, is an incredible first step to some solid education. And I was proud to be on that Social Studies Standards Commission, and I think the governor's moving things in the right direction there.
It's always great to hear that things are moving in the right direction, and with Governor Kristi Noem at the helm down there in the beautiful state of South Dakota, we know that those things are going to keep moving in the right direction. John Wick, our guest, he is the chairman of the Republican Party in the state of South Dakota. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about economic development in the states and what the legislature is looking at economically. We'll do that more when we come back on What's On Your Mind, and your questions and calls welcome. 855-200-1776, extension 2. This is What's On Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025.
committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hennin off today, a little under the weather. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn filling in, hanging out. Having fun talking all things today. Hey, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas is advancing the possibilities. You can learn more at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org. You know, true fact, the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of the state of North Dakota. It's true. NDPetroleum.org. Find out more. And I wish they, North Dakota Petroleum and the energy production in North Dakota would maybe just, if they could just get out of the way, you know, and just kind of let it, you know, happen. Imagine where we'd be if we'd have just left it alone 2 years ago. But I think Keystone XL would probably be done by now. We might be expanding, by this point, might be expanding our refinery capabilities. Just saying. Just saying.
Anyway, I hope you're not trying to trigger anyone.
There you go. Hey, Jim is on in Northeast South Dakota. Want to add a question for our guest. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to talk to our new chairman here.
wanted to really strongly suggest you support Harmeet Dhillon for RNC national chairman. We've got to get this thing turned around because things were just absolutely not working. Everybody I talk to is in favor of getting Harmeet in to make some changes. So
I like her a lot.
I'd like to see that happen. Yeah, absolutely. She's fantastic. And just wanted to put a shout-out to all the Patriots that showed up in Pierre Saturday and blocked this nonsense of getting rid of county chairman. That is about as stupid as it comes. So just wanted to thank for that. So that's pretty much what I have. And one thing I'd like to recommend, I think we need to try to get Taffy Howard in as our U.S. representative in 24 because she is another star. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Jim.
All right, thanks, Jim. John, do you want to respond to any of that, sir?
Well, yeah, I was at that meeting. I got elected at that meeting, and I voted against removing. They never said anything about removing county chairs. I am one. The idea that was floated was removing the precinct committee man's voting rights at our state convention. It was an idea just addressing the incredible growth we've had at our convention the last few years. If we continue this line of growth, there's only two buildings in the state that could manage a convention with the numbers we were turning out. And that's a good problem to have. But there were people wondering if we could manage that a little better, and they came up with an idea. I think their idea went too far, and I voted against it. So the precinct committee people will continue to have their vote and their say at our state convention, and we're going to work with them to make sure that precinct committee people are doing their job of advancing Republican principles in every neighborhood across South Dakota.
In the couple of minutes we have left, our guest, by the way, here on What's On Your Mind, South Dakota Republican Party Chairman John Wick. John, I want to talk about something that is big to the economic development in South Dakota. That's a big project, the Net Zero One site in Lake Preston, the first ever $1 billion investment in South Dakota. That's big for the state.
Oh, it's huge. You know, you can't stress that enough. The idea of ethanol for fuel took a long time to catch on, and that's working really well for all of us. I mean, what would we have for gas prices without ethanol mixed in when things got really crazy under the Biden administration at first? And then, you know, when we have the opportunity to start creating another sustainable fuel to fit in with what they're doing in Washington, I mean, whether you agree or not that we need it, it's going to be mandated sooner or later. And I think we should build it here in the Dakotas, and especially South Dakota. But this Gevo manufacturing plant is going to be building sustainable aviation fuel in Lake Preston, South Dakota. It's going to have 1,000 employees build it. It's going to be 245-acre plant, and it's going to be roughly 90 great-paying jobs in Lake Preston, South Dakota, a town of about 600. Near DeSmet, South Dakota, if that helps you locate it.
Oh, you bet.
And we're going to be making sustainable aviation fuel for the world that seems to still want to fly everywhere they're going, but still preaches to us about carbon emissions. So let's just go ahead and build a sustainable fuel with South Dakota agricultural products, and we're just going to show them how to do it.
There you go. Hey, John, we got about a minute left. Got an email. Emailer says, ask John why South Dakota GOP denied voters on legal recreational cannabis. Apparently South Dakotans' voice is not being listened to, not how Governor Noem presents South Dakota to the country. Got about a minute.
I got a minute on that. Well, it's very simple. The people who wrote that initiated measure and constitutional amendment to sell us recreational marijuana did not listen to our own Legislative Research Council or Attorney General staff and handed us a constitutional amendment that violated our own Constitution. So if that, if they had taken the suggestions from our own Legislative Research Council or Attorney General and made the changes to their constitutional amendment and pushed it through, recreational marijuana would be legal in South Dakota, and it wouldn't have been ruled unconstitutional. But the people who supported that amendment refused to listen to common sense.
Well, that'll hang you up if you don't follow process, I guess.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
John Wick joining us. He's the South Dakota Republican Party chairman. Here on What's On Your Mind, we need to take a news break coming up after the top of the hour. Your calls, your comments. After all, this is What's On Your Mind. We'll be back after this.
From the Freedom Matters USA studios.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.